Hey there, it's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Comedy Podcast. Tune in to our show and join me in making some regrettable decisions. It's available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera. I'm along with Devin Caney. We are at Borgata in Atlantic City. John Ritchie back in the studio today. What, John, you didn't want to come hang out with us today? I'm a little offended. Honestly, I do miss seeing your face this morning.
Yeah, I miss you desperately.
That didn't sound authentic.
No, it did not.
We're talking about sarcasm. Like
yeah. Through a yawn,
miss
yeah.
Miss you desperately. Yeah. Okay.
I do. No, I'm happy that Tom had a chance to unwind a little bit down there, take a little vacation, but I have a doctor's appointment back here that I have to go to, so, you know, had to stay close to that. I'll miss you guys. I'll see you soon. I hope.
You really petered out there, John.
Have fun without me.
I guess I'll frolic without see you me. Soon.
Hey, so I do think that, like, the description, you know how Tom was talking of Tom yesterday, and we were talking about that, and it's fun.
Well, I think you're the only person who was talking about it. Yeah, you're the only person who was talking about
I think often Tom seems like beleaguered Tom. Beleaguered Tom.
Beleaguered.
And that's why I'm glad that Tom had a chance to escape, you know, down the shore, have a chance to unwind at Borgata and just take advantage of the beauty around. And you know, it's
cool. Beautiful. It is beautiful.
Get a chance to get away a little bit. I think you deserve that. And I know that, you know, it just seems like Tom is beleaguered. You know, like, it seems like he's got, you know, he's got a lot of stuff going on. And he probably doesn't sleep very much. And he's on the morning show, and then he does the afternoon show, and then he does the evening show.
What
and
about
then,
well, I've just been I, doing I, the whole three. I did the afternoon show yesterday. What about me?
Devin's so worked more recently than I
That's
have.
True too.
I'm beleaguered.
Yeah,
okay?
Devin, you're beleaguered too.
Devin, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that you were also beleaguered. I did not realize this. So this is good. I am not as beleaguered as you guys.
I just got
back from vacation.
Yeah, you're vibrant and full of life, John.
Yeah, you guys are totally beleaguered and run down and disgusting and gross.
Oh,
and
wow.
This took a turn that I didn't expect.
Cool. I don't know.
This is the most beleaguered has been said in WIP history, by the way.
I don't want to gloss over the fact that Richie just called us disgusting.
That was
directed at Tom.
It seemed unnecessary. Okay. Well, either way, I mean, I wasn't
calling Devin disgusting.
I mean,
I don't like you calling
like
me disgusting
did,
either. Yeah, jerk.
Well, that was just a poke. That was like guys slap you on the back, you know, that sort of thing. Not directed at Dev.
There you go. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Want to know, do you still believe that this Phillies team can win a World Series? That's Twitter poll question of the day at WIP Morning Show. Twitter poll question of the day sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Do you still believe that this core can win a World Series? And that's what the Phillies are going to need to figure out as we look ahead to the trade deadline and they decide what they're going to do here. Now, we'll get back to the phones in a second, but we did want to throw out our side topic today off of a video that was circulating yesterday where I'm sure if you have any form of social media, you've seen this video, and you heard Buzz play Coldplay on the way back from break there. This situation of the Coldplay concert is incredible. Now, they do the thing where they're going around. They do it at sporting events, concerts, whatever, where they show a couple in the crowd, and, you know, they're being all lovey-dovey with each other. And here is how it sounded as Coldplay and Chris Martin is the guy's name, right? That's the lead singer?
Correct. Yes. It was Chris Martin's voice.
All right. Yeah. Well, there you go. Here was Chris Martin yesterday as the camera panned to this couple in the crowd.
Oh, look at these two. All right. Come on. You're okay? Oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
So the camera pans them. And, you know, they're like in a warm embrace. And these two could not have separated from each other quickly enough. The guy automatically sits down. The woman turns her back. And it comes out that this guy's like a big wig CEO.
Yeah.
And this was a situation where it seems like these two people were having an affair
and
were caught at a concert.
She's apparently the HR director of the company.
And he just like lauded her hiring. He released a press release a few months ago saying how happy she was.
Oh, you know more
hired.
Details. Yo, I'm
like intoxicated by this story.
it's but Andy Byron, by the way, CEO Tom. Of Astronomer.
Yeah.
Beleaguered Tom eating it all up. He enjoys the misery of others because he feels so beleaguered.
I don't enjoy the misery. I think it's a fascinating story. I think these people are idiots.
Well, it's funny because like
it's so public.
Well, so public, and also like, why would you act like that? Like, if you just played it off more casual and didn't like hide it as soon as you realized you were on camera, then maybe you could have played it off.
Oh my
like,
Lord.
Oh, we're just shy.
Played it off. What are you doing?
These two weren't ready to have an affair.
You both made a commitment under God to another human being, yet you thought that was a good idea to do that at the concert. Like, that's what's crazy to me. And now, it's blown up with good reason.
Well, I'll tell you
but
what.
This
I think,
happens everywhere all the time.
I think that guy's going to be beleaguered. There's no question about that.
Oh,
he's going to be beleaguered. But want to know for our side topic today off of them getting caught at the concert. What's an example of somebody getting caught doing something they weren't supposed to be doing? Now let's keep it light here. Let's
someone
not get
or something.
Too serious. Someone or something who got caught. And I'll start with mine. Mine will be sports related. How about the Patriots back in the early 2000s? Spygate.
They didn't get caught enough.
What's that?
They didn't get caught enough.
Oh, you don't think? Do you think that really had an impact on the Super Bowl against them, John?
I think it must have. I mean, I wish I knew more decisively, but I was standing there. I was there all week. I was part of all of it. I didn't have a chance to play because I was on IR, though. I wish I would have been in there seeing it more, hands-on. But it just, it feels like in light of all the other stuff, how could we not expect they would not have used whatever they had at their means to spy or film or, watch us do things that they shouldn't. While we were at an offsite, practice facility, what would stop them from watching what we were doing in preparation for the Super Bowl? I don't think anything. I mean, it really was something that you just assumed the other team was not going to do. So there really weren't safeguards like built up in a big way against it. So who knows?
Yeah, so that's mine. The Patriots getting caught for Spygate. What do you have, John? What's your example of somebody getting caught?
Oh, who or what gets caught? Again, who or what gets caught? I want fish to be caught. I want to catch fish. I have been taking my daughter fishing in the area now, weekend time. I think we're both ready to give up because we still have not caught any fish ever while going as the father-daughter, like weekend fishing trips have ensued. So I'd like to catch something, please.
There you go.
God.
Well, best of luck as you embark on your fishing trip, John.
Thank you.
What do you have, Devin?
It's very literal answer. I like it. I'm going to go with, I feel like this was like crazy pop culture news. I don't remember when it happened, early 2000s, when Winona Ryder was caught like shoplifting from a mall.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. And now I'm so here for her resurgence with like Stranger Things. She was in the Beetlejuice sequel. So
what did she try to steal? Was it a dress?
I think it was clothes. Yeah, it was some item of clothing. I don't know.
And did she ever like admit to why that was? Did she have like a stealing problem? Like, was she
a kleptomaniac?
People say like, I'm a klepto.
There's like several celebrities who have been caught stealing, and maybe it's like, I don't know, for the thrill of it, because like they make enough money. I guess they don't have to.
Yeah, Winona Ryder. She was in what, Beetlejuice, a bunch of big movies.
Yeah,
she didn't need to be going into stores
stealing.
Yeah,
so maybe she just wanted to feel something. Well, I don't know.
It seems like she's turned it around. So good for her.
Yes.
No longer beleaguered, Winona Ryder. What do you have, Buzz? What's your answer?
How about Lori Loughlin pulling all the strings to get her kids into college?
That's a good one.
Yes, that is a very. good
That was
one.
A huge deal,
Aunt Becky.
Like Aunt Becky, sweet Aunt Becky, going all around all of the rules to get her kids into USC. And like she got nailed for it.
Yeah, no, that is a good answer.
What a fiasco.
Yeah, so give us who or what gets caught. That is our side topic today off of this Coldplay video, which obviously I went down a rabbit hole with this video yesterday. It's such a funny situation, and, I mean, hard to feel any sympathy for the people.
I mean,
you're going out, you're cheating.
Sympathy. Yeah.
Like, that's on you, man.
That is kind of on you. And also, like, I mean, I feel like Coldplay handled it really in a comical way, but like, don't go to a Coldplay concert, then don't act like that when the camera's on you. Like, that's kind of on you.
You're right. If he just played it cool,
right,
there wouldn't have been like this big viral outrage to it. This
no one would have said anything.
All the time.
The way that they acted after, like, was why it's so fun. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you knew that guy was in trouble.
And apparently,
he knew he was in trouble.
He knew,
someone tweeted from the concert that every single person or couple they showed on the Jumbotron at the concert after that, that Chris Martin was like, I wonder if these people are having an affair, too. And what about these? And it just became the theme of the show.
They probably just left the concert right when that happened. Like, you just got to
I don't think.
Hey there, it's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Comedy Podcast. Tune in to our show and join me in making some regrettable decisions. It's available wherever you listen to podcasts.
They were having fun anymore, yeah.
Yeah, they were too beleaguered. 215-592-9494. Let's go to John in Allentown. What's up, John?
What's up, guys?
Hey, John.
John, Rich, are you on board yet? Are you on board yet?
About Tom being beleaguered?
No, John. I forgot about this. We have 3+ hours. I got to convince you to get behind Joe today. Come on, John.
Man. Team morning. Morning team, baby.
Mm-hmm. I'm all for that concept. I think this is a one-on-one situation. Joe versus Jack, where Joe is doing this to prove he's a better athlete than Jack.
Right.
I don't agree
John,
with that concept. I do agree with Joe as a, you know, teammate on the morning show. Like, I would get behind him if it were, I don't know,
a fist fight.
If we were picking teams for something, like, it just doesn't feel like this was set up for me to be supporting.
All right, what if it was
Joe in this way? My heart is not behind Joe. My heart is behind Jack, actually, because I don't believe
that's
Joe is
that's
right.
It.
In
your
doing
heart
this.
Should be behind Joe, but your head should be behind Jack because you think he's better.
No,
John,
that's the way to put it, John.
I believe Jack is better, but I believe it's problematic that Joe is even doing this in the first place, that he's challenging Jack because he thinks he's a better athlete. I think that's the haughty hammer.
John.
I object to the haughty hammer.
But he's not being the haughty hammer. And
the thing, Tom. Like,
John, this
you
is the,
are tricked. You're
you
somehow
think I'm,
tricked
you think I'm being
by the haughty
here.
Hammer.
You think
yes.
I'm being deceived. But, John, this is the problem. Like, you are speaking out of both sides of your mouth. Because on the one hand, you say you're so worried about Joe's health. Joe, this is something that participating in sports, exercising, running, doing these things, this is good for Joe's health. You should be fully supportive of this.
I'm very, very supportive of Joe getting in shape. Yeah, that's great.
You don't think this is helping him get in shape? He's working
yes,
out for these events.
Absolutely. Of course. I mean, that's great that he is active. And, you know, he talks about walking and that sort of thing. And I'm sure he's doing a little more than that as he tries to brush up for these sports. So good for him.
All right.
And you can see
John,
that he's lost some weight. That's great. So, yeah, I want him to be around for a long time. He's a good guy. I really do care about Joe in the big scheme, like in the grand scheme of things. That really is something that I talk to Joe about. Like
right,
being
John,
healthier.
Right, what do you got on the Phils, man?
Listen, unless your starting staff can pitch 9 innings every night, and you can change half of your batting order, this team doesn't have a chance to go to the World Series. That's the bottom line.
Doesn't have a chance.
Doesn't have a chance. I'm a realistic Phillies fan all my life. And looking at this, you know, Stott is a failure. Boom is a failure. The two-thirds of your outfield is a failure. And if you can't change all that, plus get bullpen help, But you're not going to be able to change all of that and get bullpen help. This team, and if your starters can't go nine every game in the playoffs, you don't have a chance, man. You don't have a chance.
So, John, would you be better off with them, what, just giving up and not really making big additions to the deadline and kind of looking forward here? Is that what you think the better option is for this team?
That's what I think the better option is.
All right. Well, John, what do you –
kick the can next year to next year.
What do you got for who or what gets caught, John?
Oh, man, Martha Stewart got caught with the online and insider trading and went to prison. Dude, that was awesome.
Wow. Martha
was
Stewart.
Was it awesome?
Yeah, thanks, John. Appreciate the call.
What's awesome about
What's
it?
What's with the Martha Stewart
That
hate?
Martha Stewart's a criminal?
I love Martha.
I think, yeah, she is awesome.
I forget where I saw it. It doesn't sound like Martha Stewart had, like, a horrible time in prison, by the way. Like,
I don't think
she was in a very, like, white-collar area. Perhaps. She was, like, you know, I think she – I forget where I saw it. Maybe my wife was watching something on it. But she, like, started mentoring a lot of her fellow prisoners, and she's, like, friends
Love
with them
that.
Now.
Love that.
Talk about a resurgence.
She's a goat.
Martha she's had a resurgence.
Snoop yes,
Dogg.
She
you
has.
Know, my shirt in the studio here, my Snoop Dogg shirt, from his own, like, personal collection that he handed to me, Snoop Dogg is – best friends with Martha Stewart now. I think that they've like kindled like a true lifelong friendship. They're legit.
If you had said like this week's like quarter century week for the midday show, but if you had said 25 years ago that in 2025, Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart are going to be like best friends.
Can you imagine?
That's something I don't think anybody would
have. No, not on a lot of bingo
years.
Cards.
Yeah.
Hey there, it's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Comedy Podcast. Tune into our show and join me in making some regrettable decisions. It's available wherever you listen to podcasts.